Welcome back to the Dementia Podcast and our third part of our festive edition. It's great to have you with us. I'm your host, Colm Cunningham. Throughout the year, carers support people living with dementia, and Christmas brings many additional challenges. Again, this year we have the issues of a pandemic, but we also may well have everything from preparing the Christmas meal to all the visitors who may be joining us, and this may add extra burden, particularly at a time when services may be less, like day and support community services, who might not be there between the Christmas and New Year period. So it's very important that we think about how we support carers through the fatigue and additional responsibilities and how we can help them. I'm joined again by Ashley Roberts, one of our dementia consultants here at the Dementia Centre. Ashley, we've focused on some of the things we need to do to support somebody with dementia, but we equally need to think about the support we can provide to carers. And I imagine some time out space is equally as important for them.
Absolutely. I think a chill out space for both, for anyone, really. I think firstly, yes, for the person or people living with dementia at this event, it's great to have somewhere they can go. But I think the care for people that are managing it, Christmas Day is a long day because people are up very early. The expectation is you don't go to bed until way into the evening after you've done all these traditions or whatever it is that you've got going on. So it can be a long day. It can be a 16-hour day or something at least. And everyone will need to take breaks because I'm always really conscious, if I'm stressed, I'm going to make other people stressed. And Christmas Day comes with enough stresses already. So to have a space that's available for people living with dementia that are attending, but also for carers as well, or at least having an outlet for the carer or whoever is primary carer or carers as well, to be able to go out. And everybody, I always say the same thing, everybody share the load, you know? Everybody be able to, you know, if everybody can all do their bit, especially at Christmas, then it will make the day a lot more enjoyable.
You're touching on an important point, which is, of course, for a carer, you've got Christmas on top of the day-to-day care and support that they provide throughout the year, 24/7, to that person. And now you've got something on top of it, which is bringing everybody together, being on top form for them. You know, maybe somebody you haven't seen, you know, in this COVID time here sitting in Australia, you'll have, finally, we're very blessed to be able to have people be able to go interstate. And you've got to entertain them as well. So I guess you probably have some thoughts on how we support the carer in all of this.
For carers, it's really hard because, yeah, it's this expectation that comes onto them, particularly around Christmas time, because they just have to manage and cope and do all of these things and whatever their role is as well, because they might be replacing the role of somebody that did organize all of this sort of stuff as well. So there can be incredible pressure. I guess my advice would be to try to really step back and try to, I think the most important thing is to decide what's important. What do we want to achieve out of this Christmas? What do we want? And I think it's about prioritizing. Is it just because do we all just want to be together, open a few gifts, drink a couple of glasses of something nice, and, you know, have a bit of Nat King Cole on and we're happy? You know, I think it's about expectations. I think if you get your expectations right, you will have a great, really great time. Because things would have, I imagine that things for people would have changed, and it's about adapting and thinking up what's realistic.
Ashley, that's a really important point about expectations. I haven't really thought about it that way because I've sometimes described things as about pacing yourself and thinking, but you're absolutely right. It's a good thing to say, how do we think about each other's expectations? Have you any stories or things to help us think about that a little bit more?
It's all about planning. It's all about expectations. What do we want to achieve? What's important? And then planning it. So, you know, having regular breaks, not having having food maps throughout the day rather than having a huge meal in the middle that only gets half eaten and then everyone gets upset about that. Gifts maybe intermittently. We've scheduled, you know, naps and breaks for everybody. And again, just, you know, just watching out for, I guess as well, watching out for cues, you know, watching out for people that when they are getting tired and when, you know, maybe there's too many children running around, or there's too many animals, or there's too many other things happening. And you know, encouraging, looking out for those cues, and then before perhaps they want to stand up, leave the room, crash somewhere in a heap, you can encourage that or invite them to do that and just take a breather. And I know from experiences, Christmas is, everybody will need a little bit of time out occasionally, you know. Mm. So yeah, I think those are some of the most important things, I think, to really sort of start thinking about.
Thank you so much, Ashley. It's important that we all look after ourselves during this busy time. So thank you for your advice and support. Now, in our next tip, it's really important to think about those who are visiting, because it's lovely to see them, but they also may be able to provide some practical support when they are there with a carer and the person with dementia. And it's important to think that things may have changed since you last saw the person with dementia. Dementia is a progressive condition and things can change. Sometimes that can actually be quite upsetting if the person doesn't recognize you or engage with you. But we can plan and we can think about how we, when visiting, can help the carer to have some time and respite. Now we've reached our 12th and final tip for Christmas. The holiday period in 2020 has been a unique one. We've had the turbulence of COVID. Here in Australia, we've also had fires and floods, and many other countries will experience challenges over and above this pandemic. But it's fantastic to have Professor Chris Poulos joining us to give his advice on how we should be thinking about COVID and the way ahead. As we come to the end of 2020, how have you seen different care homes adjust to the events of the year?
I think it's really important to say that most care homes, the vast majority of care homes, kept COVID out. Mm-hmm. And so most of the emphasis in care homes this whole year was on keeping COVID out. And unfortunately, that meant that some of the really important things around communication and being in touch with people, that got lost a little bit. I think we're getting a lot better at that now, mm-hmm. But different care homes have adapted in lots of different ways, and certainly there have been new digital ways of connecting that we've seen. We've seen new triage systems to really make sure that people don't come into the care home when they've been, you know, when somebody's been sick or might have had symptoms that might suggest COVID. We've been really careful there. And I think that some care homes have had new sort of partnering programs. I know Hammond Care has had a partnering in care program where they've specifically trained up volunteers in infection control just to add that extra degree of caution when visitation occurs.
But we need to remain COVID safe throughout that. So are there things that you need to remain for families and friends listening top of their mind as they do visit people in care homes?
I think the important thing, because this podcast is going to a number of places, the really important thing is that the rules are going to be different in each state often, and maybe even in different jurisdictions, in different states at different times, depending on whether there's a concern about COVID still being in the community. So I think one of the big messages is that you've got to know what rules your care home is operating under, because they'll largely be guided by those state regulations. So the main thing I'd say is, yes, we have to be COVID safe, and we can talk a bit more about that. But the main thing when visiting is just know what the rules are for your particular care home. Following these basic tips around hand hygiene. So We all are much better at hand hygiene than we used to be. We always spoke about it. So, you know, it's washing hands in soap and water, or it's using hand sanitizer. And the world is awash now with hand sanitizer, so there is no excuse that you can't get your hands on any hand sanitizer. The other really simple things are, if you're sick that with anything that might be suggestive of COVID, so any of those respiratory symptoms or a fever or a headache, but, you know, that's actually been extended in the last month or two to, you know, even having diarrhea or muscle pains or being fatigued. So, you know, I'd say that if you're sick in any way and you're really not sure exactly what it is, stay away from other people and go and get a, at least get advice about getting a COVID test. I think some of the other simple rules are, we know that COVID is particularly, it's more spread in closed environments, so indoor environments. So if you can meet outside or in a well-aired space, we know about those, the guidelines around one person per 4 square meters, which is now being reduced in some places. But, you know, keep the windows open, meet outside on the patio rather than all crowding around in the kitchen, minimising the number of people that are meeting at one time. I mean, that's what we're trying to do with any sort of pandemic. You're just trying to meet the number of people that meet at any one time, which is why there have been restrictions on people. So I think just following those basic rules around hand hygiene, around meeting outside, don't meeting when sick. And of course, the world is awash with masks now too. So there's no excuse not to be able to get a mask if you really do need to be up close and, you know, to somebody that you're caring for.
Technology has clearly played a part, and one of them is connecting people. Do you think it's been a good thing in terms of how technology is being used during this COVID time?
Look, I don't think that we would ever say that technology is a replacement for personal and face-to-face communication, but clearly, technology has come to us at an ideal time. If you're going to have a pandemic, you would rather have it now than maybe 20 years ago when we didn't have the technological solutions that we have now. So I think that everyone is much more versed in social media, in using cameras on phones and on tablet devices. So we can connect now in ways that we weren't able to do before. Not a replacement, but it really has been an amazing thing.
Thank you, Chris. It's been a difficult year, but it's great to have your advice.
You too, Colm, and it was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope that with our guest, this podcast has been helpful. And I look forward to having you as our guest in 2021. Bye for now.